teach your children well.
It's time for the Catechetical Corner. Every day, Monsignor Stuart Sweatland walks us through the timeless teachings of our Catholic faith, compiled in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. He'll help you to get to know your faith on a deeper level, carrying out the mission Our Lady entrusted to Adele Bryce in 1859, to teach the faith.
In a word, freedom is ever new. It is a challenge held out to each generation, and it must constantly be won over for the cause of good.
Here's Monsignor Stuart Sweatland.
And know they love you.
Today's Catechetical Corner is from the third section of the Catechism, on the moral section, Life in Christ. Of course, the questions in this part of the Catechism answer, or these teachings answer the question, how is it that I ought to live? How can I live out the command to love God and love neighbor? Of course, structured on the Ten Commandments, this is a guide to us of what not to do and what to do. And today I want to focus on the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work. Of course, our Lord taught us that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. And because of that, we know that we celebrate as the Sabbath of the New Covenant, the eighth day, the day of recreation, the day Jesus rose from the dead, triumphant over sin, Satan, and the devil. Satan and death. These are the ancient enemies of humankind. And so we celebrate the eighth day, Sunday, the first day of the new creation. And in celebrating that, of course, we don't do servile work on the Sabbath. But the commandment assumes, of course, that we're fulfilling our obligations when it comes to worshiping God, but it's assuming that 6 days we are laboring. In other words, the third commandment teaches us that we should be workers. Workers in the vineyard of the Lord. And no matter how young or how old, we have a role to play, a vocation to live out. We never retire from being a worker in the Lord's vineyard. It may change the work we do. We may become prayer warriors for the Lord rather than doing active things like we did in our Middle Ages. Young people, of course, are being formed and educated. Their job, their role, their vocation includes becoming faithful disciples of Jesus, learning, growing in age and grace and wisdom before God and man, as even our Lord himself had to do in his childhood. So the third commandment about worshiping God on the Sabbath, celebrating his holy day, speaks of work and prayer, labor and rest. We need to have a balanced life. We need to have periods of work, intense work, work done well and in a timely way, in an orderly way, in a complete way. But we also need times of rest, of recreation, of recreation, including, of course, our summer vacation for most of us. That time we take some time off to recuperate. This is something the Lord wants for us. If you look at the statistics, people in the United States work longer hours than every first world country. We work an incredibly amount of hours more than the Japanese and the Germans, for example, two very industrious nations, but we work much longer hours than they do. God wants us to have a work-life balance. Part of the commandments is that we work, but part of the commandments, too, is that we rest. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. It's a day of rest, a day of renewal, a day of worship and prayer. And so in our life we work, we hunger for and work towards that work-life balance, that work-rest balance, that life-prayer balance that the Lord wants for us. That's today's Catechetical Corner from Relevant Radio.